home and not go into my secret life at all. It isn't until I go inside and ask my heart, what is its motive structure? What really are my desires? It isn't until you begin to become self-aware and explore the programs that you're living out. You stand apart from them. That is one of the unique human endowments that animals do not possess. They do not have the power to stand apart from their programming and to examine it. That's the secret life. Now just look how that unique endowment becomes so vital to all of the habits. Let's say that I'm wanting to work on habit 2, to develop a personal mission statement. Obviously, if a person is seriously trying to undertake that effort, they're going into their secret life because they're asking, what is my life about? They're exploring their own life. They can explore their psychic history, their background, their genetic makeup, the present environment, but they're doing it from a different place, from their secret life. That self-awareness then leads to the ability to look at other things, other unique endowments in that secret life. One is our conscience. Our conscience is the internal sense of right and wrong. That is part of our secret life. Now, Freud believed that the conscience is primarily a product of the public life, of society, of the culture. Carl Jung split with Freud on that very point. He acknowledged such a thing as a social conscience, but he said much deeper than the social conscience is what he called a collective unconscious, which has to do with that which is most generic, most foundational.